Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
I was reading a column by AJ Perez in Front Office Sports. And they basically said, you know, next year the NFL is kicking off the first season of its 10-year media rights cycle with Disney's ESPN, NBC's Universal, NBC Sports, Fox Corporation, Paramount, CBS Sports, and Amazon Prime. So they're in business with a lot of different businesses through 2033. It is a $110 billion media rights deal. And Ray, let's be totally honest, that decade's going to go by in the blink of an eye. What is also going to happen in the next decade is going to be such a dramatic media shift. Look at where we just were 10 years ago. Look at how media operated 10 years ago. And look at what it is now. It's a totally different thing. 10 years from now, 2033. What's football going to look like from a technology standpoint, from a franchise value standpoint? What will we pay to watch? Let me just ask. 10 years from now, Ray, do you think the Super Bowl is pay-per-view?
Absolutely. And they will find out that a lot fewer people are going to watch. Because one of the values that made pro football enormous is that they came into your homes on Sunday and basically took your home over. Now they're operating as though, having taken your home over, they're now going to become less of a service operation and more of a drug dealer. Now you're going to have to pay for it. You don't get the free taste anymore. And I think a lot of people are going to go, you know what? I'll pass. I don't know how many will, but it's going to be a significant number.
Okay, so that to me I think you're 1,000,000,000% wrong, because all the people who are like, this game, oh my God, I almost watched a person die on the field, I'll never watch again. Literally, you never turn that game off, not through a commercial break. It's the highest rated Monday Night Football game ever. This country is heroin level addicted to the NFL. Not only are they're paying twice what you think they wouldn't pay. They're paying, Ray. They're all paying.
Okay.
All of them.
Then you can tell me why, if that's true, the NFL hasn't already done this.
Because they are still looking at linear television in a way that 10 years from now, they will not be looking at linear television. Linear television, for the moment, the last media rights deal was conceived in. That's the dance floor you're dancing on. That dance floor will not exist 10 years from now. People will pay through the nose to watch Logan Paul have an exhibition fight against Floyd Mayweather, a over-the-hill, borderline retired boxer against YouTube star, gets 1,000,000 people. That's about as niche and boutique a sporting event as you could possibly invent. And they can sell 1,000,000 of those.
Yeah, and
how do you think the Super Bowl is going to do?
It's not going to do 113 million. If you charge people for that, I mean, the reason why people don't go to bars on the day of the Super Bowl is because they don't want to have to pay. They like the fact that it comes into their homes for free. And that's, you know, with Logan Paul, you're going to have to pay. Super Bowl's been free forever. And the example here is Twitter.
But first minute it's not, people are going to be willing to pay.
I'm not quite sure. I'm not sure.
113 million? Well, here's the thing. I don't need 113 million people to go ahead and buy it.
Well, then
I need 50 million to buy it at $100 a pop.
But that's talking about the money, not about the audience. I'm talking about the audience. The audience will be dramatically less, and they may make more money out of it.
That's the thing. Well, that's all it is. That's all they care about. What do you think the target is?
Then we're not arguing, but I'm talking about the number of people who will pay for the Super Bowl, and it will be significantly fewer.
It will be significantly fewer, but the minute the number of significantly fewer people willing to buy it, the minute that that revenue is greater than the revenue that linear television and a media rights deal would have provided the NFL will hop in the smaller tent with a bigger wallet.
No question.
And never, ever get out of that tent ever, ever again.
No question. But that, again, is about the money. You asked me about the audience size. And if when you ask people to pay for something that used to be free, a lot of them just say, nah, I don't think I am.
You figure out a way. I think you figure out a way, you finagle it. And again, this is not just about an audience size. I don't care about the size of the audience. Will the NFL be charging like a pay-per-view event? Or look at it this way. 10 years from now, next media right deal, 2033, I can promise you the Super Bowl is going to be behind a paywall.
I already said that.
What that paywall looks like, we don't know. The price on it, we don't know. The paywall could be dressed up as either the NFL's app, which is now, you know, their own Netflix, or they've sold their rights to Netflix. For the first time ever, in recorded human history, data this year not just suggests, but predicts 2023, this year that we're in right now, is officially going to be the very first year where adults are going to spend more time watching digital video on platforms such as Netflix, TikTok, and YouTube than traditional television. And if that's this year, the only thing that we know is that there's never any going back. There were, like, the day they showed you the first DVR, there were never less DVRs. You know what I mean? Television and streaming and technology only goes in one direction. What is the new? I can't even imagine what things are going to be in 10 years from now. Just go back to where it was 10 years ago and look at how dramatically different the entire landscape is. 10 years ago, I mean, no team in Vegas, no gambling aspect at all. You had 2-3 networks top. Sunday Ticket was on DirecTV. Games were on Sunday and Monday. That's it. Now they're going to, there will be, I promise you, by the end of this decade, they're going to have Friday night football games.
Oh, no question. No, they'll expand wherever they can. And the only place that they probably won't touch is Saturday afternoons and evenings. Just because that's, you know, they're going to give that night to the colleges.
Well,
but every other night, they're going to look like the MAC.
But here's the thing. It's smart to give the colleges that little bit, because that's your feeder system. You have a minor league that is maybe arguably the fifth most popular sport in America, college football on its own. You know, it's right there with all the majors. And it's free advertising for the product that is eventually going to hit your shelf in the NFL. Of course, you'd never step on that. High school football? Forget it. They'll step all over high school football.
Oh, yeah. Nothing will keep them from taking all the six other days.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.